This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. And what a great hour we've got lined up, because we've got Tom Cotter, automotive author extraordinaire, joining us, and he's written so many books over the years. Of course, the great Barn Find series for the Hagerty folks on YouTube. You can check them out there. And one of Tom's more recent books makes the absolute perfect Father's Day solution. It's called Tom Cotter's Best Barn Finds Collector Car Tales. It's kind of a greatest hits, so to speak, of all the different barn find titles that Tom has done over the years. If you have a question for Tom, we have a telephone number for you. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. We go to the guest lines right now and bring forth the all-star himself. Here he is, America's most successful automotive author, the one and only Mr. Tom Cotter. Tom, how you doing?
Bob, whenever you introduce me, my head gets twice the size.
Well, you deserve it, my friend. That's all I can say. And I've been looking at this book recently, the Best Barn Find Collector Car Tales, because it takes kind of, as I said in the intro, kind of a greatest hits approach. You took some of the stories from all the different barn finds and put it in one book, and this is the perfect Father's Day gift.
The publisher called and said, what do you think if we... And I said, well, that sounds like a cool idea. And he said, so go through all your books and pick your favorite stories, and not necessarily the favorite cars, but the favorite stories. And then he said, and then let's add 10 more stories that nobody's ever heard of. So you know, even if you've got a couple of my books, this makes sense to get because you haven't read them all.
That's right. Absolutely. Let's go back in time to a young Tom Cotter. Tell our listeners about that very first barn find back when you were just a youngin.
Well, you know, I found what I think was a 32 Ford Roadster. I was really, really young, like maybe 7 or 8 in the woods. But really, the first one that I bought was a 1940 Ford convertible behind Charlie's Welding Shop for $25 in Rocky Point, Long Island. And then, so my mother said I could have it. I had $25, but then I had to have it towed home, and that was another $25. She was kind of about that. But, you know, the second one was a 39 Ford Woody Wagon that I still own today. And, you know, that was from Wicks Road in Brentwood on Long Island. And yeah, I lived on Long Island until I was about 30 years old. And I saw it as I was walking across the schoolyard with a friend. We didn't have a driver's license, so we walked everywhere, rode bicycles. And I said, look at that Woody. And a week later, it was in my driveway. And now it's in my garage.
That is such a cool story.
Here on the Hagerty Barn Find Hunter series. So you know, if you go to YouTube, go to Barn Find Hunter, you'll see the Woody that has been part of my life since 1969.
Wow, that is just a great story, and what a great vehicle. And that vehicle's had its share of adventures in recent times, and I know you're getting a tremendous response from the Hagerty YouTube series, and that must be an awful lot of fun to be doing, Tom.
It's too much fun. It's amazing. I think we've hit 20, maybe 27 states so far, so our goal is to hit 50 states. So that Woody and I will be in Montana a week from tomorrow and, go around Bozeman and Big Sky, see what we can find around there. And we already planned, believe it or not, to go to Hawaii in January. Probably not with the Woody, but I'm hoping through the National Woody Club, I can find another Woody over there that from a member that would let me borrow it for a few days.
So yeah.
We'll see.
And who knows what you might find in Hawaii? That should be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not very optimistic because land is so expensive. I'm not sure people can, have old cars sitting around. But we'll give it a shot. I didn't think I'd find anything in Alaska either. Boy, I found a ton of stuff. So, Bob, it's like the old-fashioned, the way I used to find cars when I was a kid. Just asking people, asking postmen and police officers and service station attendants and auto store owners and whatever. And, it's just amazing how many cars are still out there. And, you don't need digital technology to find them. You just get down, get your hands dirty, and you find them that way.
That is so true. And growing up on Long Island, I imagine you probably compared notes with Billy Joel when you visited him for the book that you did on musicians and their passions. And Billy's a great motorcycle guy, and he does an awful lot for communities there in Long Island.
Yeah, I became friends with Billy quickly. When I started interviewing for this book I did called Rockin' Garages, it was about rock and roll musicians who are also car and motorcycle enthusiasts. And, I was just the paparazzi. I was just another guy interviewing him until he realized I was more of a car and bike guy than I was a journalist. And then he just opened up and started telling me when he was dating Christy Brinkley and all this. I said, holy mackerel, this guy's like telling me more than I want to know.
That is great. And Billy has a collection of motorcycles that he keeps in kind of a shop. Is that the best way to describe it, or more like a storefront?
Yeah, 20th century cycles in Oyster Bay. He sings that song, and it says there was a boy from Oyster Bay, Long Island. That was where he wished he had grown up. He actually grew up in Levittown, which was a much more blue-collar kind of place. But he now lives in Oyster Bay and has his motorcycle shop / museum there. And I think they open up one day a week during a Cars and Coffee event or a cruising event, and they close the street down and his shops open up. So, and he's there. He's right there. And you know what's amazing? He's just a Long Island guy. He's like anybody I went to high school with. He has the same Long Island accent like I do. And, it's like, hey, you guys. What can you get around here? We think of him as a very sophisticated person, and he is, but he's just a down-to-earth sophisticated person.
And he's done so well with the residency at Madison Square Garden. I don't know if you're aware of the fact, but
he does
once a month, and it's been just a long-running, huge success. And I hope someday that I'm in the city and I can actually go and see him at Madison Square Garden, because what a treat that would be.
He doesn't need the money. He does it because he loves it. It's so nice to see, somebody give back to his fans, but specifically to the fans, New York fans, where he grew up. I mean, these are people he grew up around. And he's an amazing guy. He deserves special accolades somehow for all the stuff he does for charities. When I did the book signing, he and I did a book signing at his shop. It happened to be when there was big floods coming through, and a lot of people lost their houses in floods. And so he demanded that all the money we made go toward helping flood victims. It was amazing.
Great story. More with Tom Cotter straight ahead as we talk about the best barn finds and tell you all about some cool stuff. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
He's the author of The Cobra in the Barn, The Vincent in the Barn, The Hemi in the Barn, The Corvette in the Barn, and a multitude of other barn find books. And he's also done some terrific work with biographies, like one of my personal favorites is the book that you did on Dean Jeffries. Our special guest is Tom Cotter, and we're giving you some great ideas here for Father's Day, because any of Tom's books would make a terrific, terrific gift. And in motorcycles, since we were talking about Billy Joel, I recently rented that World's Fastest Indian movie, and I remember you had a story actually called The World's Fastest Indian.
Yeah, it is amazing, but you know, the World's Fastest Indian was built by a gentleman, and his name escapes me at the moment. Bob, help me with this one. But he was from Australia, and he'd bring this Indian motorcycle every year to Bonneville to try to break the land speed record for a motorcycle. Let's see. World's Fastest. Here we go, 42. I'm looking it up as we speak, so page 42. So his name was Burt Munro, and if That's you saw it. The movie, you remember, you know, the bike became more and more radical, and he was getting older and older, and he had no money, and people wanted to help him out, and they gave him a break, and I don't think he would have really passed tech inspection normally, but he passed, and he broke the record, and he left his motorcycle and went back home, and that was it. He left his motorcycle with some people at a shop and never came back for it, and so he wound up going from inside the shop to outside the shop in California, and there it sat for years, and until somebody came along. I think Steve McQueen might have had something to do with it for a while, but somebody came along and said, "What are you going to do with that old motorcycle back there?" And I don't know. They bought it, and the family still has it and restored it, and they take it on the show circuit in California. So it's, how does a bike that famous, you know, just wind up in the back of a lot behind a building? But it does. You know, it's just unbelievable.
It's a great story, no question about it. In the Best Barn Finds Collector Car Tales, a book, you have a bunch of chapters devoted to various things. Two Wheel Wonders is section one, section two, muscle cars and American iron. And I particularly enjoy so many of these different stories. But perhaps we should talk a little bit about Jay Leno's Duesenbergs, because Jay is arguably probably the best known celebrity when it comes to his passion for cars, and has his great show on CNBC, Jay Leno's Garage. And this is a very interesting story of how he acquired these Duesenbergs.
Well, you know, it's funny. He acquired two Duesenbergs. One was in Burbank, California, just not very far from where his studio was when he was performing and where his shop is now. And a woman contacted him and said, you know, my dad has his old car in the garage. Maybe you want to come over. And son of a gun, if it wasn't a Duesenberg. And he brought his good friend Randy Ema, who's a Duesenberg expert over there, and they looked at it, and he has it today. It's not restored. He just cleaned it up really, really well, and uses it as kind of a preserved car. That's one Duesenberg. The other Duesenberg I happen to know a little bit more about, because, you know, I was hanging out with him one day, and he said, and he knew I was from New York. He said, guess what I just found in New York? I found a Duesenberg in a public parking garage. I said, are you kidding me? He said, no. It was owned by an heir to the Macy's fortune, and it's parked in a public parking garage in Herald Square, and the guy owes like, you know, $80,000 worth of old parking fees. So the place has gotten the car under, you know, they're holding it. They're not going to let him take it. He doesn't want to pay the fees. So I said, why don't you just go get it? He said, you'll never guess, but the elevator that they put in the last, you know, decade or so is too small to get the Duesenberg out. The Duesenberg is such a huge automobile that they can't get the car down the elevator. He said, so it's just going to sit there forever. I said, you got to be kidding me. So then about 2 years later, he calls me up and says, guess what? I got that Duesenberg. I said, how'd you get it down the elevator? He says, oh, that was just a story. I was telling everybody that story so they wouldn't go and get it themselves. Sit down the elevator, no problem.
Oh, that's great. Terrific.
So I wrote a story about it in one of my books, and the family of the gentleman who parked it there, like in the 30s or 40s, whatever it was, they sued Jay and used my book as evidence for, you know, the potential value of it, whatever, and Jay, you know, took the family for a ride financially, whatever, and Jay called me up and said, hey, thanks a lot. You know, now I'm being sued. They're using your book as evidence. So, but you know, he wanted to win the case. You know, he didn't want to make any enemies with him, but this was not the world's most valuable Duesenberg. So many are worth hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars, but this wasn't one of those Duesenbergs. This was a four-door sedan, kind of their more pedestrian type models, and you know, so he said, look, I paid that parking fee of $80,000 or $90,000, and you know, they could have paid the parking fee and got it, but quite frankly it wasn't worth that much more because it needed to be totally restored. It had a leaky drip from a leaky ceiling or something dripping on it for 70 years, and you know, just wore the fender had a hole in it that was a foot by a foot. So it was, you know, and they stored old tires inside it. He said the smell of these old tires inside the car. He said, so, you know, it wasn't worth that much. He said, so now I have it. It's nicely restored, but it's still not a very valuable Duesenberg. It's just a Duesenberg. So interesting. But so you never trust Mr. Leno. If he tells you he shows up a car but you can't get at it, go after it.
That's an absolutely great story. Another story I love for you to tell is about the super bird in the bushes. That's always been one of my favorite stories.
Man, that's crazy. A guy in Florida was into Mopars, and you know every Mopar guy wants a super bird. And so somebody told him about this car on the other, I think it was in Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. But there was a car. He said, I know where there's a Superbird. And so he went over there and looked in the guy's yard. You know, nobody lived in the house. It was a house that nobody lived in. I guess the guy went off to a nursing home. And he looked all over, and he couldn't find it. And he calls the guy up and says, look, I'm at the address you gave me. Where's the Superbird? He said, I know it's there somewhere. I saw it years ago. And then his wife looked really carefully in the hedge, and she saw orange coming out of the hedge. And this was a low-mileage Duesenberg, less than 10,000, I mean, Superbird. And it had been parked, and the hedge grew around it, and the car literally was grown into the hedge. He had to cut the hedge down with chainsaws to get at it. He wound up buying it.
What a great story. More with Tom Cotter straight ahead right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Mexico is fully cooperating and will help slow the influx of migrants from Central America. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan tells Fox News Sunday They've just begun.
The president put a charge in this whole dialogue with Mexico with the tariff threat. The foreign minister from Mexico arrived within hours with real proposals on the table. This is the first time we've heard anything like this kind of number of law enforcement being deployed in Mexico to address migration, not just at their southern border, but also on the transportation routes to the northern border and in coordinated patrols in key areas along our southwest border.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
Probably the biggest message here is now not to Mexico, but to China, that the president is clearly willing to use tariffs, and the president believes that tariffs are a significant positive economic tool.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Author Tom Cotter is with us. You know Tom. He's the guy that wrote all the barn finds, the Corvette in the barn, the Cobra in the barn, the Vincent in the barn, the Hemi in the barn. So many wonderful books, and there's one that I've been perusing a lot lately that I think would make a great addition to anybody's collection is Tom Carter's Best Barn Finds Collector Car Tales, and you can find it at Amazon.com. Of course, it's published by Motor Books International, and once in a while you will find them in some real stores out there in the wild of America. You never know where you might find it, in a Barnes and Noble here and there now and then, or certainly if you live in California, you can go to Arrow Books, and they've got all of Tom's books available for selection to pick up. And Tom, there's so many great stories in this particular one. As a matter of fact, you've got one story in Section 2 under Muscle Cars called The Greatest Barn Story Ever Told. Tell us about that.
Well, that happens to be my favorite story, I think, of all time. These books, I would find out about barn finds and never actually go there, but I'd people would send me photographs and I'd interview them over the phone. This one though, man, stuck out as like, wow, I wish I could have been there. It was about a gentleman who had recently deceased, and going through his estate, he lived, in a house, it was in Wisconsin, I think, and they you know, he had a shop and lots of cars and all that stuff. But he had trails and trails and trails and trails parked outside. Nobody was quite sure what these trails. They were backed up back door to back door. So you couldn't get inside the trailers. They had, you know, a dozen trailers bumped together back door to back door. Unless you had a truck or a tractor to pull them apart, you couldn't get inside. Well, and then when they pulled them apart, the doors were locked. And when they opened them up, there was a treasure trove of muscle cars that was unbelievable. Cars like, well, you know, a Yanko Camaro, Z28 Corvette, you know, SS Camaros, all Chevy. I don't think there was anything else besides Chevys, but all editions and rare models and special editions and engines and engines and engines. And what this guy did, I mean, it was a brilliant move. I mean, I don't know, you know, I lived during that era, and it never occurred to me. But he, during the gas crisis of like 1974, when I was pushing my Pinto up to a gas pump, so I wouldn't use any unnecessary gas, and you'd be on line for an hour, and you had to push it up to the pump, and you know it was odd and even days. He would find people that had 396 and 427 Camaros, Chevelles, whatever, and he'd say, "Look, I'll put in a small block in there for you. And I'll just charge you the labor. I'll give you a small block, and you give me your engine." Sure. So, you know, he had dozens of rare, you know, LT1s and, it just, you know, 396 rare engine carburation transmission combinations. And these people felt, wow, I was getting only 10 miles a gallon. Now I'm getting 16 miles a gallon. Boy, I'm a lucky guy. And he'd have all these engines lying around. And you know, well, I guess he realized that the gas crisis couldn't last forever. And, you know, suddenly he was sitting on a gold mine. He was buying Yanko Camaros and stuff. And just he'd put them in these trailers, he'd weld the doors shut, and then bump them back to back. So he was being doubly sure that nobody can get inside there. You have to wonder, why did he do this? You know, like, obviously he didn't enjoy driving the cars. He didn't sell anything. He didn't sell the engine. So, you know, you have to wonder, you know, why do people do this?
Yeah.
I guess it's a hoarding type of mentality. I'd like to talk to a psychiatrist, but then I'm afraid that they'll tell me what's wrong with me too. So, why people hoard this stuff? You know, I could see buy it low and sell it high, but I can't see buy it low and not sell it. You know, and then you die, and then. So then his heirs, you know, have to figure out what to do with all this stuff. Anyway, they hired a guy to buy the whole thing, and it was a guy that owns a repair shop, and he also was a muscle car collector, and he had a big yard sale, and he took some of the rare stuff for himself, and then he sold everything else. So it was a happy day for him, but he benefited, you know, much more than the guy that actually owned it, collected the stuff. But, you know, an amazing story. A dozen tractor trailer trucks loaded with one-of-a-kind or very limited production Chevrolets. Man, all high performance.
What a great story. Absolutely. Another chapter, section in the book is devoted to racing vehicles, and this is something that's very close to your heart. Tom, racing when parked. Let's talk about the first story in Section 3, stumbling upon an SCCA champion.
Yeah, that was a good one. A friend of mine, I've become his friend, Steve Silverstein, who lives up in Massachusetts, and he works for Bose Corporation, the sound company.
Sure.
And he is into Sunbeams, and he's not into Sunbeam Tigers, interestingly. Most people are into Sunbeam Tigers. He's into Sunbeam Alpines, which is a four-cylinder version of a Tiger. And so he, you know, found a car, you know, oh, this is pretty neat Alpine. It looks like maybe it has some race history. But then when he started to, you know, put two and two together and looked at serial numbers and looked at bolts where roll bars were bolted in and blah, 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 found out that he got the 1964 F Production National Championship race car, which, you know, that was an amazing year because the F Production, it beat all the, you know, the MG Midgets and Austin Healey Sprites, which had much more factory involvement and race parts available right from the factory. And he got this Sunbeam Alpine that beat them all at the, you know, the national champion at the runoffs. And just an amazing story. So he said he has that one, and he has stumbled across a number of other Sunbeam Alpine race cars since then. I wrote this story probably 10 years ago, and now he's got a whole garage full of them. I think his wife wants to kick him out. He's a one trick pony. He is, you know, like he's not interested in anything else but Sunbeam Alpine. And he on Facebook, he's constantly putting race photos of rare Alpine race cars that he finds, you know, in the United States and Europe, old vintage race car photos from old road and track and SCCA archives and whatever. So, you know, it really is amazing that the guy next door to you might have a rare car in his garage or might know of one, or he might be collecting cars that he finds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like me are all over the place, and it's a fun hobby. For me, people ask me, what do you do with all the cars you find on Barn Find Hunter? No, I don't do anything with them. I don't buy them. I guess that's the difference between me and Wayne Carini, who's a good friend. And I saw him this weekend. I saw him last weekend at the Greenwich Concours in Connecticut. And I said, Wayne, the only difference between you and me is you find Duesenbergs, and I find rusty Corvairs. But we both so he buys them and sells them. And, you know, the whole story is about the property makes. I just find them. The hunt is probably more fun than the actual acquisition.
Exactly. We're going to have more with the amazing Tom Cotter straight ahead right here on Auto World. If you have a question for Tom, now would be a good time to send it via email, bob@autoworldradio.com, or to pick up that phone and give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Tom Cotter is with us. He is author of so many books, so many of the barn find books, but we also have to plug all the trip books as well, like Route 66 Barn Find Road Trip, Lost Collector Cars Along the Mother Road, Motor City Barn Finds, Detroit's Lost Collector Cars, another great book by Tom, and The Barn Find Road Trip, Three Guys, 14 Days, and 1,000 Lost Collector Cars Discovered. Not to mention the Ford Model T Coast to Coast, A Slow Ride Across a Fast Country, and many, many more. You can't go wrong if you're struggling for a Father's Day gift, or if you have a recent graduate that you owe a gift to. I would so recommend you pick up one of Tom's books, because they're just written from the heart, and they've got so many great stories contained within the covers. You can't go wrong with any one of them. And as far as road trips are concerned, Tom, do you have anything on the horizon that you're planning?
Well, you know, the Ford Model T Coast to Coast, that was on my bucket list for probably 10 or 15 years, and I never really thought I'd actually do it. So I met somebody with a Model T and said he'd like to do it too. So suddenly, wow, it was possible. So that was so far. I mean, I've done a lot of amazing trips. That was my trip of a lifetime. Last year, I brought my Cobra to Alaska, and it was actually attacked by a bear when we left our Fig Newtons in it by mistake. And I woke up in the morning, and the roof was ripped off. That was interesting. But I would like to. I have a friend who's got pancreatic cancer. He's a really good car guy friend. He bought a GT350 Shelby Mustang new in 67 before he went to Vietnam, and he still got the car today. And, wow. You know, pancreatic cancer is one of the cancers. There's no way to prevent it. There's no way to tell you have it until it's already really advanced. And, the success rate is very small on people that survive it. I'd really like to do a road trip for cancer research and have people pledge money per mile, or, you know, drive with me for a day, you know, and all the proceeds to go to cancer research. I'd like to go from Key West, Florida to Dead Horse, Alaska, and that's the longest drive you can take in the United States. You've got to go through some of Canada, of course, but it's It's about a 6,000-mile drive. And I'd like to do that in a unique car, nothing as old as a Model T, but, you know, maybe something from the 50s or 60s. And then when I get to Alaska, I'd like to sell it, you know, and have all that proceeds go towards cancer research as well. So that's kind
what
of
a great
you know,
idea.
On the horizon right now. We'll see.
And you're so on the money when it comes to pancreatic cancer. It is one of the most difficult ones, and the survival rate is less than 5%. So I've been touched by that couple of different. One of my aunts passed away from it, and I had a good close automotive friend of mine who also passed away. And I think that would be great if we could put that together and give all the proceeds to cancer research because it needs to be done.
Yeah, I think just the trip would make people conscious of this disease. I think you know, I could do a lot of publicity. I'd be Haggerty to get behind it. I thought that I would get maybe something like bring a trailer involved and we could take bids on the car while I'm driving a trip and then when it gets you know, get to the end, then we'll have the winning bid. The only problem is if you live in Florida, the car's up in Alaska, it's going to be hard to get it back home again, but we'll have to work that out.
Yeah, work out the details, definitely. And another cool book that Tom wrote, 50 Shades of Rust, can't forget about that one, and all the wonderful stories and including the one that we've been focusing on mainly today, which is the best barn find stories. It's kind of a combination book of Tom's best barn find collector car tales, along with some other ones that have never been published before, and that one just came out in September of 2018. And for whatever reason, I'm always reading one of your books, Tom, and and I kind of, for whatever reason, have been reading this one of late, and so a lot of the tales inside of it are fresh in my mind, and certainly we can't. Talk about this book without talking about the priest story in the book here, which is quite a unique story to say the least.
Boy, that's an amazing one. Let me just flip to that one quickly. What page you got it on?
Yeah, let's see. That's on. It's in section 3. It's in oddities.
There it is. Okay.
Where are these section 4?
4. Yeah, here we go. The Enterprise.
Yeah, 171.
Is screen.
Yeah.
The this was a Catholic priest from. He's from New York, but he lived. His parish was in Connecticut, and he was an automotive enthusiast, but more than speed or style, if you ever see his car, he was more interested in safety. And so he built this car in a garage behind his parish, and he would have parishioners come and help him work on it. But he built in the mid-70s. It was actually done in 57, and it was put on display downtown on Fifth Avenue in New York City in 1957. The single ugliest car I have seen in my life. I mean, oh, wow. But, you know, he did it all himself, and he built things into that car that really make a lot of sense, like a padded dashboard. You know, there was nothing like that back then. He had a cow catcher front end. So if they hit a pedestrian, the pedestrian would just fall back into this kind of a cup almost and be safe. It was he had you know it was a bubble top. It was it kind of looked like a Jetsons top on there. Just an amazing but ugly car. I think it was based on a 55 Ford chassis and drivetrain. And when he drove it down to New York City for his big event, they had a big press conference, whatever, it was supposed to, let's say it was supposed to be at noon. All the press were there from all over New York City, New York Times, whatever. Well, the car broke down, going from Connecticut to New York, and he finally made it. I think it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There was nobody left. So, you know, that was, what an unfortunate case. So the car then was just brought, you know, to a body shop. It was sitting in the back of the body shop. So this ugly car, when it was new, became even uglier sitting behind the body shop for 40 years. And so a gentleman from England saw a photo of the car in a magazine, I think one of the British magazines, like Thoroughbreds and Classics, mm-hmm. or one of those. He saw, like, it was like a discovered car section. And he saw it and said, I've got to own that car. And he actually bought it and restored it. And it's in England. I would actually love to go see that car if I'm in England to see how it came out. He said it was such a challenge because it was such a hobbled-together mess. There was plaster Paris and paper mache and just a mess. But this priest had the right idea about saving lives. So.
Yep. Oh, it's a great story. No question about it. Of the tales that you included in the book here that never have been published before, is there one that's your particular favorite?
Let's see. I'll flip through here. Steve Silverstein, the same gentleman I talked about a few moments ago, who's into studying Alpines with racing history, he bought a Lagonda. And this Lagonda, it was on Craigslist. And this Lagonda had amazing racing history. It originally had a Lagonda engine, but then when that blew up, it got a Chrysler Hemi engine, and then it had a Ford Flathead engine, or maybe I'll reverse that. It was a Ford Flathead and then a Hemi engine. And he found it, but it was only the body. The chassis was not there, the suspension was not there, just the body. And he did a worldwide search for the chassis and the suspension, and it was, you know, off to Europe, and somebody restored it. So the car that he had that raced at Watkins Glen in the early 50s, he couldn't really restore because he only had the body. So a sad but true story.
What a great story. Tom, time flies every time you're with us. We'll do it again soon. Thank you so much, my friend.
I do it every week with you, Bob.
Oh, fantastic. That's going to do it for this hour.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.